路透社报道，如今有很多领域都开始尝试 3D 成像技术，而购房者们也不例外。Reuters reports that 3D technology enables prospective home buyers to take virtual tours of a property before it is constructed, giving them confidence before they sign on the dotted line. Yuka and Noriyuki Asahi are preparing to build their dream home, but before the Tokyo-based couple take on a mortgage and large construction project, they want to get a better feel for the house, so they've turned to TryIE Lab, where they're getting a virtual tour of their home using a 3D home simulator.
To be honest, this is our first and last biggest purchase, so we want to be satisfied with no regrets. I don't want to be disappointed after we get the house.
The director of the simulation facility says the company designed the lab so homeowners wouldn't have to take on such a large commitment blindly. TryIE Lab director Yuri Takase explains.
We always try on clothes or cars before purchasing them. Yet when it comes to houses, even though a house is a very expensive purchase, we never try them on. We at Daiwa House have created this TryIE Lab facility to give customers that very experience.
Do you think that they're saying that people sometimes buy a flat or apartment without actually going to see it for real, and that they're expecting people to look at a 3D simulation and then buy it, having never visited it in real life?
Yes, it happens in real life.
But that's just insane.
Well, that's the case in China. In many parts of the country, home buyers don't get to look at the apartment per se because it hasn't been built.
Yeah, true.
You only have to satisfy yourself with the blueprint.
Fair enough. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Fair enough, yeah. If it has been built, people should definitely go and have a look in case on the real one there are cracks in the ceiling or something, you know. But yeah, that's a good point. So if you're buying off-plan, as it's called, and it hasn't been built yet, that's a good idea. The other thing this would be very useful for is that you could put some furniture in the 3D simulation.
True.
Couldn't you? This company, they could hook up with some company like IKEA, and so that you could look at the products that you wanted for the furnishings, and you could actually furnish the apartment before the apartment was even built, couldn't you, using this 3D simulation?
Well, of course you can do that, but that kind of takes the fun away from decorating a house. First, you have to buy an apartment, and then you look forward to it being built, and then you have to draft a plan as to how to decorate the house.
Yeah.
If it's already decorated before you even buy it, what's the fun of waiting?
Well, I don't know. But I wonder how big this simulation is. I mean, do you think it's life-size? Because really, you would need it to be life-size, you know, if you want to get a real idea. It would be no good looking at a 3D simulation on a laptop computer.
No, I think you can walk into it. It says here, with a green screen room, 3D glasses and computerized rendition of the house, the couple can see how high the ceilings are, where the furniture can be placed, and even how much sunlight comes in through the windows.
I was just thinking, you could actually just have this, a wall or a room like this, in your home. When you've bought the home, have a room like this, like the holodeck from Star Trek, and so that you could make that into a jungle environment or a desert land, and you could have a sort of 3D fantasy room, couldn't you, using this technology.
So you just, every day you go home, you start this making believe that here there's a couch, I can lay here, and then here there's a television, I can pretend that I'm watching at the television. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean you have a real couch in there. You lie down on it, take your remote control for the 3D effect, and then you could say, I want to be at the seaside, and suddenly the it would project sand on the bottom and sea onto the walls in 3D. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I think the facility that actually allows you to realize this dream would be much more costly than actually buying a seaside resort.